Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. SCO Leaders Summit to begin today at Tianjin in China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend the summit. Prime Minister Modi holding meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the summit. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on entire network of Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. Houthis confirmed their Prime Minister Ahmed al-Rahawi killed in Israeli strike in Yemen. And India creates history at 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. Secures 50 gold medals to lead medals tally for first time in championships history. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Tianjin, China, on the sidelines of the SCO summit. He will also attend the welcome banquet dinner hosted for heads of state and heads of government of SCO member countries tonight. India has been a member of SCO since 2017. It held the presidency of the Council of Heads of State of SCO during 2022-23. The SCO comprises 10 members. In addition to India, they include Belarus, China, Iran, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Russia, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. There are a number of dialogue partners and observers as well. The 25th meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, will begin today in Tianjin, China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Tianjin to participate in the summit. The two-day deliberations are being attended by top leaders from more than 20 countries and heads of 10 international organizations. This is the fifth time that China is hosting the SCO summit, which will be chaired by President Xi Jinping. Under China's chairmanship, the year 2025 has been declared as the SCO Year of Sustainable Development. More from our correspondent.
With the theme Upholding the Shanghai Spirit, SCO on the Move, the two-day Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit will begin today in Tianjin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Tianjin yesterday to attend the summit, where he was accorded a grand welcome from the airport to the hotel. People turned out in large numbers, eager to greet and meet the Prime Minister. On the occasion, Chinese origin artists trained in Indian classical music by renowned Indian musicians presented soulful renditions accompanied by Indian instruments, making the welcome ceremony truly memorable. The summit will review SCO's achievements over the past 25 years, adopt a 10-year development strategy, and deliberate on crucial issues such as regional security, connectivity, sustainable development, counter-terrorism, and cultural cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's active participation is expected to further strengthen India's role and give fresh momentum to cooperation and solidarity among SCO member states. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Tianjin.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 125th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. Yemen's Houthi group has said that Prime Minister Ahmed al-Rahawi of the Houthi-backed government, along with several other ministers, was killed in Israeli airstrikes on the capital Sana'a earlier this week. The officials were hit during a workshop reviewing government activities over the past year. Several other ministers were wounded and remain in the hospital. More from our correspondent.
The Houthis pledged the government would continue functioning and vowed retaliation against Israel very soon. The group had initially denied casualties from Thursday's strikes despite reports of Rahavi's death. The sources said Israeli warplanes launched 10 air strikes on a building in southern Sana'a where the meeting was being held. The strike marked the most serious blow to the Houthis since they began launching missile and drone attacks against Israel in November 2023 in support of Palestinians during the Gaza war. The Houthis seized Sana'a in 2014, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government into exile in Aden. Earlier in the week, Israeli strikes hit multiple areas across Sana'a, killing at least 10 people and wounding 102 others. This is Ritu Srivastava from News Desk.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has pledged to detain and send back illegal migrants as the government faces mounting pressure to tackle channel crossings and the issue of asylum hotels. Starmer, on a social media post, said they will not reward illegal entry. If someone crosses the channel unlawfully, they will be detained and sent back. And now, news from the world of sports.
India achieved a historic milestone at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, securing 50 gold medals to lead the medal tally for the first time in the championship's history. India's total medal count reached 99, including 26 silver and 23 bronze medals. Host nation Kazakhstan finished second, while China finished third. In US Open tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and New Zealand's Michael Venus defeated the American duo of Marcus Giron and Lerner Tian 2-0 in the first round of the men's doubles clash this morning. Moving on, Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, chaired the first ever sports goods manufacturing conclave held in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, Dr. Mandavia announced the formation of a task force to formulate sports goods manufacturing policy.
हमें आने वाले दिनों में स्पोर्ट्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर में आगे कैसे जाना है उसमें हमें स्पोर्ट्स मेडिसिन स्पोर्ट्स मैन न्यूट्रिशन को भी हम स्पोर्ट्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग का एक पार्ट बना सकते हैं स्पोर्ट्स इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डिजाइन स्पोर्ट्स लिटरेचर डिजाइन और स्पोर्ट्स एजुकेशन डिजाइन को भी हम मैन्युफैक्चरिंग का एक पार्ट बना सकते हैं
संयुक्ता यादव स्पोर्ट्स डेस्क
In some more news in Pakistan, death toll from rain-related incidents and floods has increased to 831 over the past 2 months. The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, has confirmed 16 new deaths in the last 2 days due to rain-related incidents. Floods caused by heavy monsoon rains have caused widespread destruction, leaving thousands stranded and displaced, while severely damaging homes, infrastructure and crops. According to NDMA's data, the province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa is the hardest hit. The floods have washed away bridges and roads. Approximately 9,000 homes have been destroyed and over 35,000 people have been displaced. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has cancelled a planned trip to China amid ongoing protests that have expanded beyond the capital, Jakarta. 3 people have been killed after protesters set fire to a council building in eastern Indonesia. Demonstrators gathered over the weekend, including in front of the police headquarters, to protest against the government. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. SCO Leaders Summit to begin today at Tianjin in China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend the summit and hold bilateral meetings. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on entire network of Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. Houthis confirmed the Prime Minister Ahmed al-Rahawi killed in Israeli strike in Yemen. And India creates history at 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, secures 50 gold medals to lead medals tally for first time in championship's history. And that is the end of this news bulletin. Stay tuned to Akashvani.